When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Al Cintron, the fan. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Nice to reunite with Fleas again. Well, Carlos Mendoza is still the Met manager. As of now, 2 a.m. We'll see if he lasts the rest of the week. Knicks have a three-game homestand with the three-game set with the Washington Nationals. God. Good luck to the fans going to that nonsense. The Yanks continue to roll. Dicey ninth inning. We'll get into that as well. Still haven't talked about the NFL draft. Jets and Giants overall in the draft. But I'm going to start with the biggest event in New York. These parts. Later on tonight, Madison Square Garden. Your favorite theater will be in the building. Cannot wait. Game 5. Knicks, Hawks, tied at 2 apiece. And it's a must-win. This is a must-win game for the New York Knicks. They say, well, they won a game in Atlanta. They split in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a must-win game for the New York Knicks. Keep your foot on their throats. Or as they say in Brooklyn, their throats. Keep your foot right down on their throats. You lost two games by a total of 2 points. This should have been a sweep, but it's not. And here we are, 2-2. And in game four, Karl-Anthony Towns was the man with his triple-double. He looked relaxed. He looked calm. He was poised. Karl-Anthony Towns has been the best play for the Knicks in this series, along with OG Anunoby. Besides the first quarter, Jalen Brunson of game one, he's had a bad series by the captain standards. But game five is a must win. Especially with the Celtics about to end the 76ers season up 3-1. And they're going to get a ton of rest when that happens. You want to end this as soon as possible. You don't want to go to Atlanta down 3-2. Now, I know it's MSG South down there. But I don't want to take any chances. I don't. You're home. 8 o'clock. New York City in your building. The crowd should be insane. Hopefully, I still have a voice for tomorrow's show. Because I'll be doing a 2 to 5 a.m. tomorrow as well. But this is a must-win game. And the guy who's going to bring the energy, that always brings the energy, that has to bring the energy, and as Josh Hart, as he goes, this Knicks team goes energy-wise. When he's got the crowd into it, when he's pumping out his chest, when he's pointing at people, when he's yelling at the refs, when he's the one-man fast break, he brings the energy for this Knicks team. OG Anunoby has elevated his game since the second half of the season. Since the All-Star break, he's been awesome. It'd be nice if Mikal Bridges joined the party. They got off to a fast start in game four, then barely saw the floor in the second half because Deuce McBride was playing well. Deuce McBride was shooting a three ball well, finally, in the series. And you had Jose Alvarado, who I've been begging for in the series, run the point guard position. Because it's a different story in the playoffs defensively. In the regular season, let's be honest, and I hate it, as somebody who loved that 90s-style basketball, which is the Pistons and Magic series, and I'll get into that a little bit. Oh, Pistons! McBride cannot run the point guard in the playoffs. The defense is just totally different, especially against the Hawks with all the length they have. He doesn't have the handle to run the offense. Off the ball, fine. But Jose Alvarado, who's that dude who played with C.J. McCollum before, who I've never seen people get under C.J.'s skin. Alvarado's done it. Good job. Good job. Alvarado comes in with the second unit, and he knows his job. Move the rock. Not looking for a shot like Deuce is. Move the rock. Get everybody involved. Get the touches to Karl-Anthony Towns, which is the most important thing when it comes to his game and being on this team. The more touches he gets, the more engaged he is. If you notice his horrendous games, whether it's in the playoffs last year or in the regular seasons with the New York Knicks, it's when he's not getting the ball, when he's not getting his touches. Those have been his horrible games, when he's mentally checked out. It sucks, but that's the facts. But the Hawks have no answer for Karl-Anthony Towns. None at all. And in game four, even though he had, what, two, three shots in the first quarter, he still was moving the ball. He had assists. He had rebounds. He was engaged. He picked and chose his spots. And again, he had a triple-double versus the Atlanta Hawks. 20, 10, and 10. He was a plus 16 on the floor. The whole starting unit, even with Jalen Brunson's six turnovers, he was plus 11. OG, plus 19. Hart, plus 16. Bridges was a zero. Match day, I hope that Mikal Bridges in this series will make an impact. And why not game five? It's gotten so bad for Bridges, if you're a gambling person, his 10 points is plus money. 10 points is plus money. So I took it. I took it for later on tonight. Jordan Clarkson off the bench, a guy who was in his street clothes at one point this season, out of the rotation. He's had an impact on his team to end the season and in these playoffs when he's gotten his moments. He's not afraid of the moment. Landry Shamet, he's the one who's had his minutes taken away. Not that Mike Brown doesn't have confidence in him, but sometimes the series dictates your rotations. And Mike Brown had to make the adjustments. Remember, he had the stupid second quarter and fourth quarter units, which let the Hawks get back in those games that the Knicks lost. But he's adjusted. And the same way we kill him for his bad moves, we have to praise him for his good moves. Now, I had Dexter Henry on yesterday, and I talked about it. You know, Dexter said when it comes to the Knicks fans, how we complain and want Karl-Anthony Towns to get his big ass in the post. And I admitted I was one of those guys. But Karl-Anthony Towns for the Knicks is best served on top of the key, where the Hawks have no answers for him. He can take the ball to the basket. He can facilitate the offense. You saw the backdoor cuts, looking like 1990s Princeton-style offense. The backdoor cuts with him and OG and him and Hart and him and whoever. Clarkson cutting to the basket. It was successful. Now, will the Hawks make the adjustments? We'll see. That's the beauty of a seven-game series.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I don't want it to go seven. I want no part of a game seven. Because anything can happen. But I want the Knicks tonight, to me, in a must-win game. You go up 3-2, then you have two to play with. Instead of being down 3-2, and that's it. Backs against the wall. Don't let the Hawks come in here and steal another one. Don't. You were cruising in game two, and you blew it. You blew it. I want to see the Knicks. The first quarter, to me, is going to dictate everything for this game. The first quarter for the New York Knicks. I want Madison Square Garden to be unhinged. There is nothing. And I've been to playoff football games. I've been to playoff basketball games. I've been to playoff baseball games. Baseball games, there's moments when the building's crazy. Lindor Grand Slam versus Philadelphia. That was awesome. There are moments at football games where the crowd goes crazy. RG3 versus the Cowboys. I was in the building for that. There is nothing like a playoff game at Madison Square Garden when the Knicks are legit. Not when they're the 8th seed or the 7th seed or nothing like that. No, 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 no. Except 1999. That was nice. That run. But there is nothing like the home court advantage of Madison Square Garden. And I cannot wait to be in the building later on tonight. 8:10 tip. Since 8 o'clock, but, you know, they do a little pregame stuff. And let's tip the ball and here we go. The first quarter will set the tone. I don't want a close game. I don't. I want a party like when the Knicks eliminated the Celtics. I want that type of party at Madison Square Garden where the game is over by the end of the first quarter. Agents know it. This is a W. Now, CJ McCollum's been cooking the Knicks, Mr. AARP. He's been cooking the Knicks the whole series. Knicks made some adjustments when it came to him. He was the only offense for the Hawks in game four. And he had only 17 points. And he was minus 17. Alexander Walker, minus 17. Okongwu, minus 10. Jalen Johnson, minus 19. Dyson Daniels, minus 9. Horrendous for the Hawks. Not good. The Knicks dominated. And that's what I expected from this series. Domination. I said Knicks in 5. I was wrong. But I'll take Knicks in 6. I want no part of a game 7 in the first round. And I don't think we get there. Now, they had this stupid report that came out. And it's funny. When it comes to the Knicks, you know, you just had a great win, game 4. You're feeling great. Mike Brown's looking great, feeling great. The team's feeling great, eating lemon peppered wings. Then a report comes out that Mike Brown is on the hot seat. The story comes out. I don't want to read this right now. I don't. It's like this Knicks hate from the media. That's not from New York. It never fails. I wonder if the Detroit Pistons, who, by the way, everybody was on their knee pads for the Pistons all season long. Remember, I said there's always that one team. Always that one team in the regular season that goes all out. Last year was the Cavs. How'd that work out? This year was the Pistons. Look at it, prove a point. Young, upstart, hungry, physical team. Destroyed the Knicks all regular season. People threw dirt on the Knicks' grave because the Pistons and said the Knicks have no shot versus the Pistons. I gave them their flowers. But also going into the playoffs, I said they have one guy. Who do they go to when he doesn't have it going? Who do they go to when he's running out of gas? And they're down 3-1 to the Magic. A team that underachieved this regular season. Now they dealt with a lot of injuries. Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner, out. They traded 5 first-round picks, I believe it was, for Desmond Bane, 4 or 5. Everybody's saying the Pistons are going to curb-stomp them. People already saying Pistons, Celtics, conference finals. And now look. The Pistons are down 3-1 to the Orlando Magic. 3-1. Now, what do the Magic have that the Pistons don't? They got multiple guys they can go to down the stretch in games. Multiple guys they can go to be the number one while the other guys get rest. Cade Cunningham, the last two games, a turnover machine. And the fourth quarter yesterday had nothing left in the tank. Down by four, went to the free throw line. Big free throws late in the game. Clanks the first one. Desmond Bane comes down with John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., his former teammates in the crowd. Calls bank, three-pointer off the backboard, game over. And now the team that so many NBA experts were on the bandwagon of. So many that questioned said, hey, the Knicks have no shot. And I said, I want the Pistons. I wanted the Pistons. They didn't care what round. Regular season, playoffs, two totally different stories. And the Pistons are finding out right now. And you got the Raptors and the Cavs 2-2. Cavs doing what they always do in the playoffs. Falling short. Coming up small. Donovan Mitchell took 90 shots yesterday on Sunday to get, what, 20-some points? James Harden, 7 turnovers. Playoff James Harden. Hello! He's arrived! And now the Raptors are 2-2 with the Cavs. And I said it going into the playoffs, and I say it again. If the Knicks and the Celtics meet next round, and it's going to be the Celtics moving on, unless the Sixers pull a miracle out of there, you know what? Joel Embiid should have not played in that game. The Sixers played the Celtics tough, and then Embiid comes back and screws everything up. The Pistons, the Knicks and the Celtics semifinals will be the conference finals. The winner of that series is going to the NBA Finals. I don't believe in the Magic, even though they're going to beat the Pistons. That's the way it's looking now, unless a miracle happens. I don't never believed in the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Raptors, the Knicks own. It's going to be Knicks, Celtics next round. And if it doesn't happen, if the Knicks fall short, Knicks don't get there, Knicks lose to the Hawks, heads are going to roll, and then I will come on these airwaves and say, my bad, I screwed up. I got ahead of myself. But again, game five, later on tonight at Madison Square Garden is a must win. And I expect the Knicks to come out and punch the Hawks right in the face. And beat them down from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and go to Atlanta for game six and end it there and have some more lemon peppered wings.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.